Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I'm really pleased because today I have with me Mal Dane. Mal has triumphed over devastating life challenges to become an alpha chick extraordinaire. Today, she serves clients through the multimedia dollar real estate company that she built from scratch. She has a dream marriage and, as a certified professional coach, is deeply involved with helping women discover and use their connection with the divine power within them to become their own version of an alpha chick. Mal is the author of the number one bestseller, Alpha Chick, 5 Steps from Moving from Pain to Power, and she's been featured on numerous to even mention number of radio shows and in publications, including Aspire Magazine, Healthy Living, Fox News. So I'm just thrilled that she is with us today to share her wisdom on how to be an alpha chick. Mal, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. It's an honor to be here with you today as well.
Well, you know, now you have so much passion and you've really discovered that part of your purpose in life is definitely helping women discover their inner alpha chick. And so tell me a little bit about how you came to realize that purpose and passion in your life.
Well, when I look at my own transformational process, which was quite a path, and it's a journey of traveling from fear into freedom. What happened was that my life started looking absolutely perfect. That wonderful innocence of entering this world to a beautiful family, upper middle class, lovely home, all of that. And early on, as a child, I started to see a change in my dad and his behavior. It was depression, which was never talked about then or recognized. He used alcohol as a sense of comfort. That was never discussed. And these things created great anxiety in me, huge fear, and an overwhelming sense of abandonment because I thought he was slipping away from me. And this set me on a path that went on through my life for many, many years. Ultimately, I started using alcohol myself and became addicted and also battled depression. And when I got to that point, Vicki, in life that I just knew I couldn't go on and death was looking like my best option is when I opened my soul, my heart, asking for another way. Show me another way, dear God. And at that point, when I was ready to cross that threshold, I heard a different voice talking to me. And that voice has been guiding me for the last 23 years. And now I fully understand that my journey was the journey that I was meant to walk because it had a very specific purpose. I was to share that journey with other women so I could teach them how not to suffer the way that I did, that I could show them there is truly a way out. There is a way to turn around on that path. No matter how far down you have gone, you can always turn around and come back. So now that is my purpose, is to teach women to do what I did, how to turn our lives around, how to reclaim our power, how to become deliberate creators of our own experience. And we all have this ability.
Oh, you know, that whole concept of power of choice and having that create a personal transformation for each one of us as women is so powerful. Tell me a little bit about how you hope to use that to inspire others.
Well, you know, my first book, Alpha Chick, the message there is really showing women a process. a five-step process that they can use. It's simple, but it's powerful. And it's laid out in a way that each step builds on the previous step. Now, it's not an instant fix. There are no instant fixes in life. Everything takes work, and it takes commitment, but they are doable. And anybody can do them who wants to create that change. So what I'm hoping is that my message, my transparency about my own mistakes, my own failures, will show women that, in fact, yes, they can step up. They can also create dramatic change. They can play life a much bigger game and be the divine women that they are meant to be.
Well, that is so inspiring. And share with me a little bit. You've done so many wonderful things. Share with me a little bit some of the more powerful ways that you've been inspired in your work and in your personal life.
My inspiration comes to me when I'm very quiet, when I'm able to go within, step away from all my own thoughts, my own emotions, and just get very quiet. And I do this through meditation. That higher guidance, that awakened process of thinking, comes through and directs me into the lessons that I need to teach others. Part of that process is giving away the knowledge that I have, sharing this wisdom which came from pain, sharing that wisdom with other women. That's what inspires me, watching them make changes in their lives. And I get communication from women every day how their lives are changing by using some of these simple steps that I've taught them to implement, to stop the self-sabotaging behaviors, to stop the negative thinking, and to start to tap into the power that they have within them that they've never recognized before.
That is so incredible. And obviously, your creativity really gets sparked from this. What else sparks your creativity? You've done this great book, and you've created these amazing programs. So what's the real spark for your creativity?
I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of spiritual reading. I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of writing, a lot of journaling. Journaling is an extremely life-changing process, because when we write, Vicki, we tell the truth to ourselves. And so it's a very cleansing process. And through that cleansing of any blocks that I may be feeling, any obstacles that I think may be on my path at a given point, I am able to see through my writing how to move through that obstacle, how to get over it, and how to create solutions for myself and for others who may be feeling the same thing. So between meditation, spiritual reading, and journaling, I get the best and the most authentic information that's available to me on how to inspire others.
Oh, that's so powerful. So because you're so involved in this wonderful inspiration and creativity element and space in your life, what's the most powerful and biggest idea that's come to you through inspiration?
I've identified that we are all born with this power. And when I wrote Alpha Chick, that word alpha means from the beginning. we all have this power within us. It is part of our creation. But we're not taught how to access that power. And if we could start to teach children at a very early age how to access that wisdom, that authentic voice that's within them, that total knowledge that is available to them, I truly think we could change the universe, and there's just so much that we could do. So my mission is to help people discover that voice that's inside, tap into that power that we all have, and to listen to that and use that as their form of guidance in making decisions in life, in setting intentions for themselves.
Well, that's certainly a really big universal idea. It's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about how this inspiration has impacted you and impacted your business.
Well, I built a multi-million dollar company from scratch, and I created a vision in my mind of how I wanted to do business, how I wanted to serve clients, the expectations that our clients should have, and I built that from inspiration, from nothing. It's a real estate company, which I just merged now with another company. And in my own life, I wake up every day inspired. It's because of the transformation that I've taken. And I think to be successful in business, you need to be inspired personally. I think they go hand in hand. A lot of people today think because if they work harder and harder and harder, they're going to do better. Or if they're really good at their job, they're going to do better. But being really good at something isn't enough anymore. You need to be exceptional. And to be exceptional, you need to be inspired.
So I'm curious because, you know, you truly are inspired and you live in that that area of inspiration with so much of your day and so much of your life. How do you balance that with the more concrete things that we need to do, like the planning and the goal setting and that sort of thing? You know, sometimes they almost seem contrary in nature.
We have to have a balanced life. And I look at life as four quadrants. I look at my mental, emotional. I look at my spiritual. I look at my health. And I look at my business. We have to have synchronicity in our life, really in all areas, in order to excel. If you have a weak link in the chain, then something's pulling. And it's distorting the picture. So you need to plan. You need to be organized. You need to have follow through. And you need to have commitment. And a commitment, again, depends on how inspired you are. And that inspiration is something that other people can't create for you. It is something that you must create from within. I use an hour every morning to set up my day and prioritize what I want to work on that day. And so I have two areas of business, one being my real estate company and the other being my book, my coaching business, all the promotional activities that I do around that, the interviews and blogging and social media that I do to promote all of that. And so I have a very organized sheet that I work on every day that's going to tell me, you know, who I need to contact, who I need to write, who I need to follow up with, what's my to-do list, what projects do I need to put down, anything that may not be completed that I need to follow up on. So it's just a matter of creating a worksheet, a plan everything in life requires a plan. You just can't wing it and shoot from the hip. It doesn't work that way. You have to have structure.
So by providing the structure to this tremendous inspiration that fosters all this creativity and dreams, you really do create a formula then for success.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And also I can see, especially with you, you've developed so much clarity around that as far as what you want and how to get there and how to really achieve your goals. So that's wonderful. Really wonderful, Mo.
Vicki, what's very sad is that most people do not know what they want. You ask somebody, I'll give you a prime example. You ask a woman, well, what would be the ideal man for you? They can't answer that. They don't have the picture in their head. If you don't have a clear vision within your own mind of exactly what you want to attract into your life, how can you get it? And the second component of that is you have to feel you deserve it. So success also requires that you believe you're deserving of it. And so the first step, my advice to people is you really have to develop your self-esteem, your self-worth. You have to feel that you are worthy of this, that you deserve a larger income, that you deserve that better job, that you deserve that soulmate. And then you have to have a very clear picture of what that is. And the clearer the picture, the more defined, the stronger the attraction. The stronger your belief that you are deserving of that, and the clearer that vision, the manifestation happens.
Oh, that is, again, so powerful and so beautiful that, you know, it's very empowering to think that we can create that for ourselves if we're truly clear on what it is we want. What, you know, and speaking of vision, when you're looking at, you spoke a little bit from a global perspective earlier, but when you're looking at future generations and what you have to contribute in the way of your wisdom and your knowledge and your programs to the world, what kind of impact would you like to have that see, you know, really on like a global level, you know, something that is almost like a legacy? What does that look like for you?
Well, I would want young people today to understand that what they see on TV and what they see in magazines is not reality. And even these reality shows are not reality. They are very poor, distorted representation of people that, in my estimation, are disturbed. Some of these shows, the way that they portray women, I think is degrading. It humiliates the divineness of what women are really all about. And these magazines do the same thing. And if there was one thing I would ask of young people today, I'd say, shut all that off. Pursue material, shows, programming that is going to uplift you, inspire you, educate you, teach you to be better people, not shows that show people stumbling and falling down and abusing alcohol and drugs or women that are cheating on their husbands or whatever. That is poison to these young minds. And so they need to plant the seeds in the garden early. And that's what I hope through my work is to teach women who have children. You need to start to work with them early. You need to start to build those seeds of self-esteem, self-awareness, self-love early. Children need to know how truly miraculous and wonderful and smart that they are and how capable. And if we can plant those seeds early, then those seeds blossom. And when these children grow up, They are fabulous contributors to the universe. They are performers. They are brilliant designers, creators, physicians. They're unlimited. They have unlimited potential. But the only way that's going to happen is if we plant the seeds early in life. And that's the link that's missing in the chain. For many, many people that I talk to, women, men as well, is there's always this thread of low self-esteem that has held them back in some way from their greatness. So if we could start to correct that early on in life, then these people mature and they will be working and performing at that level of greatness that they were born to do.
Oh, what a beautiful picture that is. Just such a beautiful picture. And never have we needed that kind of vision more than we do now. So you live in this whole realm of inspiration. Who and what inspires you, Mel?
Oh, many people inspire me. I mean, there are people out there who have traveled some pretty difficult journeys. And I think some of our greatest motivators are people that have overcome the most terrific challenges. And it exists in women as well as men. I mean, you look at someone like an Oprah Winfrey, her childhood and where she is today and the magnificent contributor she is to the planet. You look at someone like Louise Hay, another magnificent woman who had very challenging times as a young woman and a lot of heartbreak and upset. And how she has contributed. She's one of the first people to really work in the HIV movement and bring comfort to people early on that were stricken with that illness. I love Wayne Dyer. I just love all his works. Now, here's a man that's in recovery that also had many challenges as a young man and, you know, I believe not a very good relationship with his father. And he also, I believe, is in recovery and battled addiction. And today, how he educates us and inspires us and teaches us to be better, to tap into that power, that wisdom that I'm talking about. He's another, you know, thought leader. And then there have been so many other ones that are now long gone. You know, Yogananda. There are just many spiritual leaders, Ernest Holmes, that have taught us so much about how capable and how great we are as people.
And the beautiful thing, as you mentioned earlier, is we really have a choice to empower ourselves and choose to really invest our time in the great inspiration that comes from these amazing people, as opposed to some of the other options that we have out there that are not nearly so uplifting and do not serve us well. So it's just so great that exists, and it exists easily. Everyone has access to these wonderful minds and these wonderful intentions to create inspiration for themselves. So thank you so much for sharing that as a resource. I was wondering, do you have any kind of a tip or exercise that, you know, because you were so kind to share with us your background, you weren't always in the place that you're in now. So when for those of us that are moving into that place of action and inspiration, but we're not there yet, is there something you would suggest that would be really powerful to get us moving into action that direction?
Yes. I would recommend to anyone that really wants to start to change their life and to discover their potential would be to start the practice of meditation. I think it's one of the most powerful exercises, practices that we can have that will really open up our consciousness as to who we truly are. And I know that there are, you know, celebrities that promote the program of meditation early in schools. I support that so strongly because I really feel that meditation is the key to the lock of the door of potential, of opening that door and seeing unlimited potential in our lives. And it did it for me. I never recognized how truly good or great I could be until I discovered who I was and understood that my thoughts and my emotions were not who I was. Once I could step away from those and look at things without judgment and realize that, you know, whatever past mistakes I've made did not influence who I was today, they did not define me as a woman, I was then able to start to walk a different path.
Mm. That is so, so powerful, as has everything been that you've shared with us today. And I want to thank you so much. And I know that our listeners and readers are really going to want to know how they can connect with you in order to gain more information and more of the great resources you offer. Is there a link that they can go to online?
Yes. It is alphachick.com. And that's alphachick.com. And there's all kinds of resources there for people that are interested in learning about limited beliefs, learning about the power of positive thinking, learning, you know, how to create change in their lives. And there's also a contact, you know, button for me, so that if they're interested in connecting with me personally, they're able to do that. But we have all kinds of audio recordings there, PDF, e-books, lots of resources.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so, so much once again for sharing all of this great information with us and for your generosity in offering these resources. And I hope that everyone will take advantage and go to www.alphachick.com and take full advantage of that and potentially connect with you, because every time I connect with you, you inspire me to no end. So thank you again, Mel, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Vicki. It's always a pleasure.
And if anyone would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, our publishing opportunities, magazines, and communities, you can visit us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And have a wonderful day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.